This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 336 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex, we're going to be wrapping up our Bruce Willis month. Now, I got to be honest, I think you would agree with this statement. This has been one of the more lackluster-themed months. We always run into, you know, months where maybe one or two of the movies not great. But here, they've just been kind of like either mediocre or bad so far. Would you agree?
Yeah, in terms of the Bruce Willis month, I've been disappointed. Like, I hated Last Stand.
Oh, The Last Man Standing?└
The Last Man Standing. Yeah. I hated that movie. Striking Distance was funny, but it was pretty decent. What was the other one?
Exactly.
The Jackal was okay. Yeah, it was an okay film, but I wasn't too crazy with. And then this one.
Yeah, and we had already done like Death Wish, The Fifth Element, Die Hard. I couldn't pick any of those, so we had to go with what was there. We're going to be talking about a little movie called Tears of the Sun. Now, this movie was from 2003. And this is an early film from one of our directors that we do like, Antoine Fuqua. He, of course, directed The Olympus Has Fallen, which we will be doing eventually, but The Equalizer films, Training Day. So he got some bangers under his belt. Had you ever seen or heard of this movie prior to this?
I heard of the film, but I never had a chance to watch it. Yeah, it's a first time watch. It's a war movie, mm-hmm. technically. So I wasn't too crazy with war movies.
Yeah, that's not your genre. I remember we've talked about this before when we did War Movie Month. Now, I will say, I thought I've seen this movie. Here we go again. And I never saw this movie. I have it on Blu-ray. You know what it is? One of my cousins had this on DVD back in like, this is like 2006. And I used to like go to his house all the time. And I'm pretty sure we put it on and started like hanging out and talking. And so we didn't watch it. We were like eating pizza and Joe, you know what cousins do, get together, talk crap. So actually this movie, I know it got put into the DVD player, but I don't remember watching it. So double first time watch. We'll just go with that for the both of us.
Okay.
All right. Now, before we get into it, let me give you some Rotten Tomato score. Now this, my friend, this is a classic score. This is what we get a lot of times on this show, where there's a huge gap between the audience and the critics. When it's close together, I don't like it as much. I like it when one is high and one is low. Here's no different. Critics, 34%. Not high. Did not love this movie. And I did read some of the reviews. I want to get into some of what I read when we get to that part of the review. Audiences, though, did like this quite a bit more. This has a 69% audience. So almost a 70%, or about 7 out of 10 people thought it was pretty good. Are you surprised by these scores?
I'm very surprised and shocked in terms of this type of caliber, because it reminded me a little bit of 13 Hours, right? Like, had that same feel, like the critics gave it super horrible, but the movie was like Oscar worthy to me, really honest with you. So I'm very shocked, to be honest with you. I thought it would have been higher.
Yeah, this movie, I think we could both agree, this out of the movies we've done for this Bruce Willis month, this one feels the most like prestigious. Like it is like really well shot. Hans Zimmer did the music, so the score is really good. I agree with you. And it reminded me a lot of another movie, which we'll talk about later. So I'm going to get into the review because neither of us have seen this movie. We're going to start with you, of course. Bruce Willis month means Bruce Willis is our lead. He's playing a character named Lieutenant A.K. Waters. He is like a Navy SEAL commander. Take it away.
Okay. Bruce Willis, I got to say, was amazing in this movie. He was really good. I think this type of role is good. He was not sleepy. He was not sleepy in this one. I think it's because he was this dude. Antoine Fuqua was a big director. So he was like, wait a minute, I can't act. I think he has like certain people he picks on because of his power over maybe certain directors. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to act like a dick in front of Martin Scorsese, but somebody that you don't know, you go, bro, I could do whatever I want because I'm the big honcho here. And I don't think he did it here because this dude was acting and I was believable. Certain decisions I wanted to punch him in the throat, but I couldn't do it. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it throughout our review. Yeah. But in terms of his character, loyal, him with his team, amazing. Him and Monica Bellucci, I had certain things about that I was like, it makes no damn sense. But I'm going to say they had great chemistry on screen together. I think him and the Nigerian people, because there were scenes with them interacting with them, I thought he did a really good job. He's a very believable army guy.
Yes.
After watching this movie, I was like, he should have did way more army movies. You know what I mean? And now I can see why they casted him in and G.I. Joe Retaliation, because I was like, I could see him as a G.I. Joe.
They probably watched this and were like, let's call him up. Let's see if
I think so. Because I was like, you know what? He does fit a G.I. Joe character. I liked him. I gave him a 5. I can't see a flaw with him in this movie. Certain decisions, like I said, which we will talk about. But other than that, his action sequences was dope. Mm-hmm. Him telling them where to go and when they infiltrated the camp. Yeah. When they were killing people, loved it. He was like, are we gonna mess up our missions? And he goes, we're knee deep in the mission. He was like, I was like, loved it. Took out the silencers and they were getting ready to go in. Yeah, I can't see a flaw, so I give it a 5.
Yeah, so this was a tough one for me. I fluctuated between 2 scores. I think it's mostly because of the genre. You know, there's not,
I can see that.
Some of these war movies, like I'll give an example. Like, remember we watched that movie Devotion with the airplane guy? That is a war movie, but it's a different style where you spend a lot of time with the characters. Here it is straight like war scenario right from the jump. Like, literally you get like 3 minutes intro and then you're flying into Africa and going on the mission. And so it's a little bit different. So we don't really get much a backstory. Like, you don't know if he's married or like has kids or any of that stuff. You know, I know there's some little discussion here and there, but not a lot, right? You don't get a bunch of character development. So what then you have to do is exactly what you said. You know, you kind of look at how this guy functions throughout this film. I think Bruce Willis was great. I agree with you. I think he wasn't sleepy in this movie. He was stoic, though. You know, he's not yelling and screaming. He's Mm-mm. quiet, but he doesn't look bored. It's more intense than bored. There's a difference. You know, he looked bored in some of these other movies we did.
Yeah.
Here, he was just more like, in the moment, this is war. I'm not going to be goofing around, you know, like high-fiving people. So I agree. I think the performance was much better. I think I like the progression of the character. I know you had an issue with some of his decisions. I know exactly what you're talking about, and we'll talk about it probably more in storyline, but
yeah.
I might look at it slightly other. So I think that'll be a fun conversation. I will say this. I loved him sort of changing as the movie goes. Going from, look, this is what it is. He lied to her. And then once he sees certain things, he cannot just keep doing what he's doing. You know what I mean? And I love that. And that's a good hero. He's heroic. I give him a 5.2. I don't really have any problems. You know, if this was a different style of movie where you get like a bigger script where he might have still been a 5, but we got to take it in the genre it's in. This is a straight up war movie dropped in and, you know, that's it. So 5 for me, 5 from you. We're off to a good start. Now, villains. Now, this is one of those movies, because it's a war movie, where you kind of have a group. It's this like rebel group that they did a coup in Nigeria, and they're pretty much hunting and killing all these like African Christian people. There's the one guy in it that was in 300 that gets kicked in the hole. He's the only guy I recognized. So I guess we'll just score them like as the villain overall. He was the leader of the group.
But, I know you're talking about the guy who looked like Candyman.
Yeah. The guy, and he gets kicked in the hole.
Yeah. I know you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. The bad guys. I'll say this. In terms of the bad guys, they're not in the movie for as long. They're only in for the action sequences. You do see them doing the tracking and then they start running up the hills and doing all that. I'm going to give them the 5 because they were killing and raping people. I mean, they showed most of it a lot. And it was very graphic. This movie is very graphic. It's very, very, very rated R gore. Like, yes. Gore to the they literally pushed the line between rated R and NC-17, I believe, because there was a lot of stuff between the rape, then the guy cutting out the baby from the mom. You didn't get to see it, but you kind of knew what happened when the guy found the baby.
Off. They were sliced off. That was gross.
Yeah. So for me, that pushed the line. But in terms of that, I gave him a 5. I think the main villains here were ruthless. And these dudes were hunting down that president's son who survived. And that's pretty much the whole beef of the whole movie. Is that's what they were going after, which we'll talk about in storyline. So yeah, I give it a 5.
You know, this reminded me of when we did We Were Soldiers with Mel Gibson, where it's like just the Vietnamese guys. They're just Vietnamese guys. But I gave them a 5 as well, only because they're so ruthless. And I put a text in our group chat when I was watching. I was like, this movie's brutal. Like, this is exactly what you said. This is a brutal movie. Like, it does not hold back. And it's not just the violence. It's like the violence, which if you've listened to all these episodes, you already know me. I'm here for rated R, blowing legs off, bloody, gory. I'm cool. But it is like the fact that even though this is fictional, this story is fictional, it is inspired by realistic things that happen in the world. And knowing that these sorts of things happen makes it like hit a little harder, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, there's places on Earth where this stuff happened or happens. And it's brutal, you know, like it's pretty hardcore. These guys are terrible. They do terrible things. They kill a lot of people, innocent people, and they kill a lot of the main, like our main group. You know, all the soldiers don't make it out of this movie. I gave them a 5 as far as a force. Like, sure, there's no one leader, there is a leader, but there's no like one charismatic guy that does dialogue. But as a villain force, yeah, I have to give it a 5. I couldn't really do anything other than that. Okay, action.
Okay, so the action, you got big time explosions. You have a lot of shooting here and there. My thing is, it's not as much. It's more story driven in this movie, right? Because you had the town getting shot up when they go infiltrate, because they got to go through that town to continue going up the hill, right? That town was kind of the big set piece. And then the ending, when most of the guys were dying and they had to get to the extraction point. And then all those bombs coming, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, oh, remind me of Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
The money
that,
shot.
That was probably what this was making fun of, or what that was making fun of.
Yeah, pretty like much. Yeah. So you had that scene. So for me, I was like, okay, looking at in the overall aspect of the movie, I'm going to give it a 5 because I think it was a lot of, you had a lot of things going in this film that worked for the movie. Like you had the airstrike came in, like I said, but then all like 500, I don't even know, I think it was like 30 to 50 people shooting 6 dudes and they're getting away. Then some of them die here and there. And then you had the claymores, the grenades, you got the RPGs flying everywhere. So you had a lot of good scenes in this movie, and very Anthony Fuqua knows how to shoot action.
Yeah.
Because man, for 6 dudes to go up against 50, and he made you see every aspect, like every like angle he could give you to tell the story. And I thought that was great. So I give it a 5.
Yeah. You know, we talk about these movies all the time, and I'm usually the hardcore one as far as grading on action. This movie, there's like almost no action for the first like hour, pretty much. It's a 2-hour movie, and literally it's a really a tale of two halves. There's almost none in the first, and then there's like a lot in the second hour. The scene where they raid the little town, where those guys are like, even the set, I love the setup to it, where Bruce Willis sees them and he just starts putting his little silencer on the gun. He's like, no, I've had enough. We're going to kill these guys. This is, and then the sniper dude goes in the tree. He starts sniping them, and then these guys infiltrate, and they love it. Stab that one guy. He's like, look what you did. And he stabs that guy slow. I'm like, good, stab that guy. He gets what he deserves. It's awesome. And then that last scene, bro, that last scene in the jungle where they're just walking and all of a sudden the freaking explosions just start going off. You know me, I give an extra bonus point for rocket launchers always. Any movie with rocket launchers, bonus points. So they got rocket launchers. The airstrike in this is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
First of all, the setup to it's great, where you see the rebel fighters and then all of a sudden like more of them like just come out of the weeds. It's like 100 of them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these guys are going to die. And then these jets just come, bum, 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 and they just, and it's a, you know what's my favorite part? It's a real explosion. No CGI here, baby. I hate CGI explosions. Every movie now, almost every movie, does CGI explosions. Let's blow some stuff up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's blow, real fire and real explosions look different than CGI explosions. So I love that when it drops, it's a wide shot and you just get boom, big mega explosions. I give it a 5. It's awesome. And, you know, I don't love guns only. And my exception is usually war films because of the tactical nature of it. And then I'm okay with it. But when it's just like guys in the street shooting guns at each other, I don't always love it. This, I thought the action was amazing. So yeah, I give it a 5. Even though there's not as much, it's highly executed. Okay, here's where I want to get to here. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. You know what it is. It's the storyline. Go ahead.
Oh, man, storyline. I'm going to be 100 honest with you, dude. The minute the movie started, it reminded me of a Rambo movie. I thought I was watching Rambo 4. Remember when they go to Thailand and they're looking for the boatman, and it is the scene. He's like, why you want to go to Burma? Why you don't want to go to Burma? He get caught. No one's going to save you. I felt like it was the same type movie. It's just different character. Now, certain decisions in this movie that I know for a fact that will never happen in 1,000 years. Monica Bellucci was annoying as hell in the beginning. Annoying. I'm not going without these 70 people. And I'm like, and I looked at my wife, I was like, you know, in real life, I think a military dude would just knock the ass out and just get, because remember when the guy said it, he goes, we could just trank her and just carry her. But he was being the nice guy. And I'm like, all right, I guess he wants the 70 people. I was like, I guess he's going to lie. And he did do what I thought he was going to do. He did it. So I was like, all right, cool. Now the movie started to go. So I said, all right, fine. To me, the minute it got to the actual extraction point and she's like, no, what are you doing? And I was like, get on the damn helicopter, lady. Someone with a butt headbutt. I mean, someone would have hit her with the machine gun in the head, like to knock her ass out. I mean, can't tell me I was wrong. Someone would have went, boom. Like, shut up and get it off the ship. But no, she was like, ah. Then they go on the helicopter. And for me, this is where I really got mad is when he turned the entire helicopter around. Mm. Because that was not the mission. Those helicopters would never turn around and go back and then land to go and take 70 other dudes that was not supposed to be in the helicopter. Because it could have been a bomb in it. They don't know. They could have destroyed it. But anyway, it is what it is. And they did it. And I was just like, to me, that's where I got to know. I was like, I don't want to sit through this damn thing. Because I'm like, if they die, to me, it's your damn fault. But I know this is a movie, and I just started to get annoyed. Because I'm like, why are we getting, like, why? Like, I understand it's a film. So I was like, oh, all right, it is what it is. So I looked it up. Can I say, is this movie really based on, and it is. It's based on a true story.
Sort of.
But the only difference is that it was Canadian task force going into Colombia, whereas it's in the United States, which I was like, why didn't they just use the Canadian, task force?
That's why they turned
more
around.
Yeah, they would have been like, hey, you guys
back,
can go in here. Yeah.
So those people,
I don't know, like, for me, in terms of that, like, that stuff annoyed me. Like, I was just like, oh. But in terms of the aspect of it is a generic war movie at the end of everything. Very generic. They had to get to the extraction point on another side of the mountain, and then they're getting chased by these bad guys. Again, like I said, it's every other war movie known to man. If you've seen the movie, you're gonna go, oh, this is like Rambo. This is like this one. This is like that. But I will say it has heart. It has spirit. It has grit. It has gore. It has emotions. You're gonna feel it going in there when you sit down and you start watching it. Like I said, I was more annoyed with the characters, but then I started to feel bad once they started to feel for the characters. And I was like, all right, I started to change with the damn army people going, oh, damn. Once they got into the thing and you saw the lady getting her tits ripped off, I said, oh, damn. I was like, you got to kill all these motherfuckers. So I was like, hell yeah. But then you had the dude from Top Gun, the colonel dude, right?
Scared.
They call him.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're not calling you an distraction. I would have been like, yo, bro, you got to send me six F-16s and we're going to blow shit up. Like 4th of July up in here. But they didn't want to do none of that. I think they could have called more people in. It would have been pretty cool. Like another helicopter lands and then you get like a team up, which I thought would have been pretty cool. But look, at the end of everything, it's a great story. I liked it a lot. Again, all my nitpicks to the side and stuff. I gave it a 4. I think it's a great movie and it's based off of this true events and all this crap. Highly fictional.
Yeah.
Based on the true events. I think they did a great job at the end of everything. So yeah, I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I think they took the idea of that event and then they placed it somewhere else and then used historical or like African Civil War type stuff. So it's loosely inspired. All right. You said a lot of stuff there. Maybe I'll have some insider information here because I did look up into this movie as well. I wanted to see some stuff. I give it a 4, though. I agree with you. I give it a 4. It's not a 5 for me. I think it's very good. I agree with you where I was annoyed with Monica Bellucci more than Bruce Willis ever. Yeah. I was like, lady, just they're telling you to go. Just go. And I can't get too mad at someone who has a sort of moral or who feels the way they feel. I can't, because once the movie progresses, my attitudes towards her changed. Because once you start seeing what's happening to the people there, you kind of are like, well, damn, yeah, you can't really just leave them all there because that's what was going to happen to them. So in a way, it changed as it went on. But in the moment, I 100% agree. I was like, this lady's annoying. She's hot, though. I love Monica Bellucci.
I told Angelina that.
I love me some Monica Bellucci. But
this dude.
I agree. She was annoying. Bruce Willis, though, I like the scene where he turned the helicopter around. You know, it's just to him seeing, looking down and seeing that and then being like, you know what? I got to do what's right. I got to do what I think is right. And I like the conversation with him and Cole Hauser later when he's like, why did you do that? What? And he's like, either way, I'm going to follow you into the fight. But like, well, he's just like, well, when I figure it out, you'll be the first to know. Even he was conflicted about doing, but he felt it. And really it comes to that quote at the end where it's like, you know, you see evil stuff happening. You got to stop it. If you're a good person, you know what I mean? So I get all that. Now here's something interesting, Alex. Now you may not have known this. So this movie was actually, and if it feels like, it kind of feels like, remember we talked about first hour, last story, second hour action, right? This actually was produced by Bruce Willis. He was a producer on it. So when you were talking about the relationship with Antoine Fuqua, he said they butted heads on the set. However, he said he likes Bruce Willis. So it wasn't like he hates him but they had a different approach. Fuqua, the first half of the movie is more of what he wanted to make. The drama, the story. This is like, look what's happening over here. Willis wanted more of the action. Like, let's turn this into an action movie and he's the main hero kind of thing. So that's why if it feels feels like two different movies. It somewhat is. And then Antoine Fuqua said, I was still relatively new. This was only like his third movie or something. So he was like, I got to do what the studio wants.
That's what I say.
Yeah. And it ended up not making its money back either. So it kind of backfired in a way. But I bet the budget went up because of the action. So maybe it would have made its money back if they didn't have quite as much. Either way, for me, it does not hurt the film. I actually like it the way it is. But there was a little bit of tension. But overall, he didn't come out and say, I hate the guy like Kevin Smith did. But yeah, so that's kind of what happened behind the scenes. So yeah, storyline, that's why it kind of feels like there's a lot more dramatic parts than your typical like action movie. It reminded me of another movie called Blood Diamond, except that one is even more, or I should say even less action, and really sticks to the more dramatic parts of the story. Great movie also. All right. Overall, what did you give it?
All right. So I looked it up here budget-wise. Just quick. Now that you brought it up. The budget was $75 million. Okay. Worldwide, $86 million. So they only made...
And they probably didn't make nothing after marketing. So yeah. Maybe on video, it made its money back. But it was just not a hit. Like a big hit for the studio.
All right. So overall, is this a perfect movie? I don't think it's a perfect movie in a sense of like the stars were aligned type movie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like We Were Soldiers was like a perfect movie. Like to me, like in terms of war movie, you're learning that's a perfect movie. To me, I will always say this, Rambo 4 was a perfect movie. I don't care what anyone says. I felt like that was the right story to end the franchise of Rambo. Stallone wrote a masterpiece in that sense. Mm. This movie, I thought was great. So I'm going to give it a 4. Mm. It had great action. I mean, amazing action. Now that you're telling me all this, Tadbits, okay, my man Bruce Willis being a dick, right? It kind of now makes sense when you're right. When you watch the first half of the movie, you're into the story driven, and then it just takes a 180 towards the end. Yeah. You're right. Because, I mean, why would they call in more people? Because he was like, can I get more troops? I was like, holy hell. But I don't know. But in a sense, it's like, am I agreeing with Willis on this? Because if it didn't have action, what type of story would he got towards the end? Is it going to be all of them dying at the end to save the refugees? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, would they sacrifice them? Because it looked like they were sacrificing themselves for it. But I'm thinking with the action, I thought the action, I mean, I kind of agree with Willis. The action kind of gave it the final sazon, the seasoning to the ingredients here. So anyway, I give it a 4. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I also gave it a 4. We pretty much have the same score here. So I thought it worked. For me, you know, if we're doing an action movie podcast here, and as an action movie, the additional action is what made it an action movie. Otherwise, it's a drama. It's a straight drama, which it could have been a really good drama, but we wouldn't have been covering it here if there was no, you know what I mean? Like if there was no action. So I think the action helped. I think it's very glossy, very well shot, very well directed. This was his fourth movie, by the way. I looked it up. He had only done Training Day, a movie called Bait with Jamie Foxx that wasn't that good. And then he did one other movie before. Oh, The Replacement Killers. That was his first movie.
So he has hits or miss.
Yeah. Replacement Killers was Chow Yun-Fat. And then Bait, I don't remember much. Training Day is amazing. This was really good. And then he did like King Arthur, which I think was a flop. And then he did like Olympus Has Fallen, which was a hit. So he kind of alternates. But I like him. I think he's a very good director overall. Yeah, I like this movie. I think it's really good. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. Based on how this month had been going so far, I was like, uh-oh, maybe this movie stinks. I don't remember. The cover looks cool, like on the Blu-ray. Like, this looks like it's going to be a good action movie. And it turns out it is. I think it's a very good action movie and a good story. I like the story. I like the acting. Solid cast. Yeah, so I give it a 4 as well. Oh, and the score, Hans Zimmer, the score is great. It's a great early 2000s Hans Zimmer score. It has like, not like Gladiator, but it has that kind of epic, you know, sound to it. This was his sound in the early 2000s, but it works. I thought it was great. So, okay, what is your total? It should be same as mine, I think, 22, right?
23.
So 23 out of a 25 from the both of us. Very high. It turned out to be very high, which is why I told you in the group text, I was ahead of you in the movie. And you're like, I'm going to turn it off. I'm like, just wait, just... Hold on a second, because it'll turn around for you. And look at that.
It was, like I said, it was like, when you get to that point in the movie, but like, again, I guess that's maybe the point of why he shot the movie that way.
Yeah.
Where you get annoyed with Monica Bellucci, like, oh, son of a, why would you do this? Because the same thing with the like the nurses, right? I mean, the nuns. Uh-huh. Like, you want to stay here? Like, oh yeah, I'm going to stay there. This dude beheaded them. So it was just like, for me, it was, again, the film, I was very shocked that I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did. I thought it was very good. Hey, you got to watch it for free as well. It was on Max.
Oh, it was on Max, yeah.
So I had it on Blu-ray. It looks great, by the way. Great looking Blu-ray. All right. Let's talk about what we got coming up. We got some stuff here. You know, the month is over. February's done. So we're starting a new franchise and a new month. So the new franchise will be Star Trek, the reboot franchise, the Chris Pine movies. We'll be doing some of those. Haven't seen them in a while, but I remember, I know for a fact I've seen the first one like 10 times. I saw it at the theater like 3 times, I'm pretty sure. So I'm not saying anything else other than I've seen it a lot.
I'll tell you this. I seen the first movie. You saw it 3 times in the theater? Yeah. I think I seen it 5 times.
Dang. Okay.
I saw it 5 times. And then, well, we're not talking about the other ones. No. Yeah, I saw that one like 5 times.
Well, you're more of a Trek fan than a Star Wars
fan. Oh, I'm a big Star Trek fan. Yeah. So like I got all goo goo gaga, like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. Like type movie. Like I haven't seen it in a while because I don't like to gravitate to franchises much. Like even like my Ghostbusters, like I love Ghostbusters to death. I don't watch Ghostbusters every fucking time. Yeah. Like I don't go watch it over and over. I could see all the scripts. Like I could read the lines.
Yeah, I don't rewatch the same movie back. A lot. I mean, yeah, I know I've seen Star Trek a lot, but with 3 at the theater, and then it was like, it's been out for like 12, 13 years. Like over the years, I've seen it a lot of times.
Yeah, like when it got to Blu-ray, I saw it thousands of times. Then when it came out on 4K, I was like, oh, I got to test out the 4K. Then I watched that a bunch of times too. So like, it's going to be fun sitting down and talking about those, because those were, oh man, it's going to be so
much fun. I have not watched
them
in 4K. I have them on 4K in Steelbooks, but I have not watched them yet.
I'll say this though. I saw the first 2 in 4K. I haven't seen Beyond. Ooh. I brought it, but I haven't put it on to watch it. And it wasn't because of the fault of the movie. It's just that I brought it, and it's one of those things that you forget.
Yeah.
Like I put it in the, well, and that's why I don't have my rule of putting them in shelves before watching them now.
Yeah.
Because I put movies in and I forget I brought the damn thing.
Well, in 3 weeks, you're going to have your chance to finally dust it off. Now, as far as theme month, here's the movies we got. You'll know it right away.
Okay.
But here's what we got for the audience at home. We're going to be doing a little Sudden Death. We're going to be doing a little The Quest. We're going to be doing a little Bloodsport. And we're going to be doing a little Universal Soldier. Let the people know, what do these movies have in common?
Van Damme.
We're Van Damme-ing you all over the place.
Van Damme-ing.
Jean-Claude question. Van Damme. Yes.
So, because I know a lot of people are going to ask us and they're going to write in and go, oh my God, guys. Mm-hmm. Why are we not tackling some of the other ones? Like Double Impact.
Yeah. Well,
Cyborg.
Here's the thing.
Lionheart.
He had so many movies to choose from that I pretty much, first thing I did was, let me look in my shelves and see what I have. I only had 2. Okay. So I only had 2. I only had Universal Soldier and Bloodsport. So then the other 2 were like, for me was like, what is one that I've never seen, which I never don't remember ever seeing whatever The Quest is. I don't know what that is. So never seen it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. And then I was like, what's one that I saw when I was a kid that I really loved that I have not seen since I was a kid? And that was Sudden Death. I remember they're at a hockey game and there's like a kid, he takes his kid to a hockey game or something. And it's like Die Hard in a hockey game. So I could have just spun a wheel and see what it landed on. But don't worry, Van Damme Month 2 will have like Lionheart. What's the other one? There's a,
well, you know, Time funny, Cop. Growing up, the one that I used to watch a lot was Double Impact and Cyborg. I don't know why. I used to watch those 2 a lot.
I remember Cyborg. I remember, and Kickboxer.
The dude with the sunglasses, and he had the long trench coat for some reason. And he had like, I always thought his sweaty hair.
I mean, listen, okay. We're doing Bloodsport, okay? We're not doing, Cyborg came out the next year. Kickboxer, not doing Kickboxer yet. Lionheart, Death Warrant, that's another one. We could do Death Warrant has a sick poster, him with the white t-shirt with the stance.
Street Fighter.
Yeah. We're gonna do Street Fighter later. There's Time Cop. We did Hard Target already. Nowhere to Run. Maximum
Risk. I have a feeling we might have a Van Damme Volume 3 up in here. We might have Volume 4 or 3 reviews.
I know we got Statham again in the future. another Statham month. We have done multiple Stallones.
We got two volumes of Stallone, but we didn't hit his big ones though. Demolition Man. We haven't hit Daylight. Man. Oh, yeah. We didn't do Daylight.
We have not done Daylight. We have not done Cliffhanger.
Over the Top. Yeah, Cliffhanger. Over the Top.
Over the Top. Lock Up.
See You. I See You.
Yeah, don't worry. And Arnold, we've done a lot, but we have Arnold again coming up. So when you get to these like action stars, even we have a Seagal month coming up. You kind of just got to pick four and save the rest for later. We could do 6 months of Van Damme's in like 50 movies and they're all action movies. So
Escape Plans.
We haven't done Escape Plan. Yeah. So that's how it was determined. It was like, what do I own and what have I seen and what have I not seen? One of each pretty much.
Hey, that's fine. So we got Van Damme month coming next month.
We have nonstop guests next month. Nick from Movie AV Impulse. He has been on with us before. He'll be back for he wanted Bloodsport specifically. And then Scott will be on at the end of the month. He's been on as well. He wanted the Universal Soldier, but really he wanted the other movie, but we're not going to talk.
Yeah. And then not that franchise. We're not that far yet. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet.
Not we'll find that out one yet. In 3 weeks.
Yeah. All right, guys. There you have it. Now you know what's coming up. Hope you guys are excited because I'm excited. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram. Him and his friends go live every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews anywhere you listen to your podcast on. And then, of course, Action Movie Guys. We have our Instagram page. You guys you can follow us at Geeks and Flicks there. And then, of course, we're going to start doing promotions there. Yeah. I know we've been horrible. I want people to understand that. It's been horrible promoting the podcast. I want to start doing some cool promotionals with that. I want to get that going. So with that said, you guys should be seeing some new stuff during the weeks and stuff like that. Maybe old episodes, clips here and there. So again, my bad with that stuff. And then of course, our website, www.geeksandflicks.com. And of course, we're back live, Geeks and Flicks Live, every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Guys can check out our first episode, top 10 halftime shows, our favorites. Guys can check it out. Let us know what your favorites are in the comments down below, and we'll get back to you on the YouTube there too. So other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.